Welcome to the She Yearns podcast. I am Cherry Strange, and I am so thankful you have joined us today. Thank you for being a part of this community. The She Yearns community exists to lead women to desire more of God in their everyday life, making Him evident and desirable to others. Welcome to the podcast. Just in case you are new around here, my name is Cherry Strange. I am the sole producer and creator of this podcast and pretty much anything you find associated with the She Yearns Ministry lineup. In addition to all that touches your life, my life consists of 8 kids and that man of mine I've been married to for almost 28 years, which is associated with doing life and raising a family with that many people. We have chosen to be involved this season of life in a lot of youth ministry. 7 of our 8 kids are teens at the moment. We got a couple in college, but that still leaves 7 teenagers. 6 are currently in the youth ministry at our church, so that is where we've planted ourselves. Chad's with 7th grade boys. God love him. I have been tracking with Sophia's group, and they are now junior girls. I do this with a partner who thankfully is everything I am not. Mostly, we facilitate discussions. We listen, we probably throw in the mom card more than they want, but they take it in stride and they love us anyway because they know we love them. But this week, we took a dive into something that caused me to begin reflecting on what exactly brought about the biggest changes in my thinking across the years and my decision making and my habit forming. Because I'm not unique, as I thought more about this, 5 resources began to surface in my thinking, because I sort of think in bullet points and themes, things like that. So that's really what I want to share with you today. If I had to narrow it down and answer the question, Cherry, if you only had 5 things to stir your faith, to encourage you on a daily basis to be more like Jesus, what would you choose? The first thing that I would most definitely hands down choose would be the 1-year Bible. It comes in a lot of different versions, pretty much any version you want, but it's a paper copy. You can get it in a digital version. I've done it in a digital version. I'm doing it right now on a digital version. When I was about in the 5th grade, my sister, she bought me a Bible. And just like any Christian girl, I started reading it sporadically. I had no idea what to do, just that you knew that Christians were supposed to have this thing called a quiet time, a little time with the Lord by yourself, and you read the Bible, pray, things like that. Well, I did that a few years, very sporadically, until high school, but I just read parts of the Bible that I liked, that I was familiar with, and so I didn't read the whole thing. I'd never done that. But when I got married, so I was probably 21, 22, I started living with someone who would actually see, he probably thought he married somebody who was a good Christian girl who was doing this whole thing. I needed help. So I had heard of this thing called the 1-year Bible, and I just know myself, and I thought, I gotta be organized about this or I'm never gonna get it done. And I really thought, if I am going to stake my life on something, then I should at least read the manual at least one way through to see if I actually believe this thing that I'm saying I'm staking my life on. And I don't even know what's in there for sure. So I took myself down to the bookstore, bought a 1-year Bible, and I started reading. It's just in 15-minute increments, so you get part of the Old Testament, part of the New Testament, and some Psalms and Proverbs in there. It does take about 15 minutes. It might take 25 if you are reading it a little more slowly, taking a little bit more time. But I did this on a semi-regular basis, and I say that I failed is really what I did. I failed for 9 years in a row. So I would get through part of it, and I would get through a good chunk of it, but I would lose it on the weekends or on days when there were just crazy days. It wasn't a habit for me, so I was really struggling. Plus, it didn't always make a lot of sense. I didn't understand how it fit together, and some of it was really dry. I didn't always feel like reading it. I just didn't find the time for it, so I didn't have that established yet. I would get to a certain part and then the end of the year would be there and I wasn't quite done, but I didn't quit. I would go ahead and start over again in January and I would have to double time it because I'm not a quitter. I failed for 9 years while I was establishing that habit. By the third year, I was convinced this is the same story. This is all one story. Some of it was clear as mud, and other parts of it seemed like it was repetitive and it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I thought, you know what? I've got to figure this out. And I really think they make a chronological Bible where it goes from beginning to end in the timeline. They have one that's a one-year Bible like that. So I switched over to that one. And I did that one for a few years. And then I doubled up a little bit. So across the years, I have this first one. I wish you could see it. And I actually may take some pictures of it. It's been taped up. It's a paperback because that's how they make them. It's shredded. I mean, I've taped it. I've retaped it. It's still falling apart. And I actually didn't write down when I started working through this one. But I'm pretty sure it was about 1994. I did start marking in the chronological one. I could tell you that I read it four times before 2009. And in 2009, I finished November the 9th, which tells you I finished it early. That is quite an improvement. I finished it early. And from 2009 to 2014, I did it as extra reading. And then I read it in 2015. But then after that, I started publishing. I had always read NIV. That was what was familiar to me. But when I started publishing, I couldn't use that version anymore and it wasn't consistent. So I switched over to ESV. I think I've done that one since 2016. It has been the most life-changing resource. Please order one. If you need something that's consistent, if you need something that's going to show you what the whole Bible is about, if you need to be in the Word every single day of your life and your phone is not cutting it, please, 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 we give these away because we're just so adamant about it. It will change your life. Now, it's one of these things. It doesn't change your life overnight. It's kind of like throwing mud on a chain link fence. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time, and you may not notice it for a few years, but you will begin to notice the change that God does in your life when you get into His Word, and it just becomes ingrained in who you are, and it becomes a habit. But please, please remember me. It took me 9 years of failure to actually get it right. Since about 1994, this is what I've done. And this is who God is transforming me to be. Because really, I'm not a nice person. I'm just not. And I'm such a wallflower. I'd never be doing this because it's just not natural for me to be out in the front. But God changes you and makes you into who He needs you to be to do what He's called you to do. It's just part of the process. So please, take this number one resource. The second one, a life-changing book, and there is a small book. It only has about 190 pages. It's a short book, but it's compact, and it's called Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper. The first chapter is a doozy. He's going to talk about some almost philosophical things, but just kind of giving you the path that he walked and how he got to where he decided that he could not waste his life. Either you're going to be mediocre in living your life away and spending on what doesn't matter, or you're going to allow God to transform your thinking and to seeing what you didn't see before and understanding what it takes and what it costs to not waste your life. And so he just walks through some fundamentals that at least every senior in high school and beyond needs to grasp. It will transform how you think, and I've read it at least three times. I probably need to read it again as just a refresher, just because it talks about things like it's right to risk, and it's so foreign to our thinking that we don't want to risk anything in the Christian life or otherwise, but just things like that, it's just transformative. And how I naturally think, it's a short book, but it is life-changing. So find a copy. They're usually about $5. Don't Waste Your Life, John Piper. Give it a read. Trudge through the first chapter. Get through that one and keep going. It will be a blessing to you. The next resource is called Fire Verses, and it's an app. It comes out of the ministry of John Piper as he was leading his congregation for 30 years. They would encourage their congregation to memorize scripture together. So they would have these verses every year set up, and now it's on an app. What I love about the app, it's not the price. The price is $2.99, and some of you are like, I'm not paying. Yes, you really should. Let me highly encourage you to do so. I'm not associated with the app. It's not my $3. It's theirs. But please do pay for it. It's so worth it. Here's what you will get for the $3. You're going to memorize scripture more than you ever have. It's right there on your phone. You're going to get some lock screens. Some of them are going to be pretty. If you do their system, like they'll have verses for 2019, verses for 2020, verses for 2021. They're probably already set up for 2022. There's sets of verses that they're all set to memorize. And if you want to do more, do more. If you want to do less, you can do less. If you want the kids version, the kids version's there. They've got it linked to artwork. They've got it linked to music, praise and worship music. They've got it linked to kids music. It depends on what verses they are. They've got it associated with games. You can also link out to the commentary on those verses. If there is a blog associated with it on Desiring God, it's really a great, rich resource right there. But the way I'm using it right now is they have another feature. I don't always want to memorize the verses that are special to them. I want to memorize the verses that are strategic to me right now. So I've tried it their way and I've done some of that. But I also like the ability to add verses that are important to me and move them around in an order that functions well for me. So I will be reading along in my Bible and say, oh, I need to memorize that. I can't believe I don't know that one. So I will just go and I will put in the reference. It'll say, would you like to add a verse? I absolutely would. I will put the reference in. It'll pull it up and I will add the verse. I can do that over and over again. I can move them around and it will still allow me to make a lock screen. I can do it right there in the app. I can also go and hear it being read out loud to me. And this is what I do in the mornings. I will have it read out loud to me so I can hear it over and over again. And that works for me. So if you're an auditory learner, you can hear it over and over again. If you need to practice with that thing, there's still games for that. So I just love the app. I can't say enough good things about it. It just gives me another resource, another way of getting it. So just know that that is available. It's called Fighter Verses. It is about $2.99. See about getting that and use it with your kids. The next one I want to talk about is not really a specific item. It's the idea of journaling. So I'm just going to hit on this for a minute, because journaling can be so transformative. If you have not tried to get your thoughts out and your prayers out and put them down on paper, on a notepad or something like that, it's really, really very helpful if you can do that. We offer a couple of different kinds of journals on the website. We'll be offering more types of things like that. You can get them anywhere. Find your style that you like. Different people like different things. Some people like the spiral that goes all the way around. Some people just like a plain scratch pad. Some people like to do it digitally. Some people, they want it to be super pretty. We've got a couple of pretty focused ones available on our website. That's how we have produced them so far. And it doesn't matter how it is. It's just however you process your thinking. Find the way you process your thinking, but process it. So what we see happening often is you'll be reading your Bible or you'll be really involved in a process. That's what we are doing with the products that we offer. It's you're in a process. For instance, we have one that's on waiting. You're in a waiting process, which means something is going on or not going on as well as you want it to. So you're praying about something, you're focused on something, you're reading your Bible, and God is speaking to you in the midst of that process. That's where those thoughts are going to be contained. It's going to be really important for you to get those down, because God is going to move and you're going to need to have that recorded, because He's going to give you a record of His working in your life and the lives of other people as you pray for them. And it's just something that you will have evidence of. It's a key resource, and I can't say enough about that either. So it's just one of my top five things. Find what works. This final one is a little bit different. You and I are to live in the world but not be of it, correct? We know this. especially we are keenly aware of this when it comes to the views of our culture and what's happening around us that is very contrary to biblical principles. So what happens is I would read my Bible, I believe it to be true, and then I have to take in the news around me in the various mediums, say it's CNN or some kind of news on cable or what comes across my Facebook feed. I watch TV, I go to the movies, I listen with my friends who some are believers, but we may not view things the same way. And then there are those that I am with that have nothing to do with religion, because like you, my social scene is a mixed bag. Then my kids are consuming all that information that comes into the school, and only certain things are allowed into the school. I don't know if you've noticed that. It's always going to have a liberal bent to it, and it's not going to have a gospel-sided interpretation at all. You and I then have the responsibility to mentally weed through all that on our own and figure out how to think about it and how to make decisions in the midst of it and think about how a person should represent the gospel message and operate in a world from a biblical worldview. That is not as easy as it sounds. That's where Albert Mohler comes in. Albert Mohler has a podcast called The Briefing that is chock full of sound intellectual thought that brings to life how a Christian should view all of these things. And not only does he recap the news, important for a believer, news from a biblical perspective, but he puts things together, things that I can't put together because I'm not seeing it all. I'm not looking at the New York Times. I am not going to the London News. I am not seeing everything that's going on all over. I just don't. I have 8 kids. I don't have time for that. Albert Mohler, I think, produces this podcast at like 4 a.m. He is a leading intellectual in theology that is also very conservative. We can trust what he says. He's going to pull it all back to scripture and help us see how a Christian should view the world. I can see ramifications of trends. I can see that because I like to think of politics as part of my education in my degree. But this guy is identifying for me what the trend is, and without emotion, he stays very emotional through all of it. He can really represent different sides, but hold up that umbrella of truth so that the listener can clearly see and understand what the Bible is teaching and how we should interpret what is going on around us. Now, he will not call wrong right. He will not do that. But based on the teachings of Jesus and everything else that's contained within Scripture, he will point out what's happening in the world and what's coming at us that we should be aware of and help us see what truth is compared to everything else and nothing less. This is what I can't do on my own. You may not like what he has to say, but what I've found is that it then becomes a biblical issue for me. So it really doesn't matter how I feel about a topic or how emotionally charged a social issue becomes to me or how badly society wants me to embrace something as normal. I'm a follower of Christ, first and only. And what matters to the Christian is what the Bible teaches as truth and how we are to live that out. Everything we do, everything we think and say should flow out of this perspective and this perspective first and only. But I can get so discombobulated with my own agenda and my own thoughts and perspective that I may not reflect those of Jesus. And I really need help in this area. I'm pretty passionate about some things, and I really need somebody to come in and say, "Whoa, Nelly, let's think about what the Bible says about this and what the interpretation should be when you're looking at all this and how Christians should view this and what's really important, what's not really important, and go from there." So I need help, and this helps me. It's 15 minutes a day. It is a compact, robust 15 minutes, let me tell you. You're going to get a lot of information in 15 minutes. So get in your car, turn your brain on, have your coffee ready, because It's going to be intense for 15 minutes. First, we have the Bible. Every single day of my life, it's a habit. The Holy Spirit lives in me to illuminate truth. So that's the first filter that I have for doing this. I'm so thankful for this resource of the briefing because it gives your mind an intellectual charge from a right perspective. Not politically by any means, but from a biblical standpoint. 15 minutes a day. Listen to it in the car with your kids or with your spouse or your sister, your mom, or a friend. It's a great place to begin discussion about how a Christian should view the world. We don't have these very often. We're talking about all kinds of other things. And lastly, this is how you and I are better equipped to be ready to give a more educated answer in season and out of season. You and I are called to think, and we need to be ready and able to do that intelligently. And this is an area that we can grow in, and this is a resource that doesn't take very long, and it really is helpful. These five resources are spot on for helping you make genuine life change a reality. I pray that you will think over all that we talked about and ask the Lord, are there things that you need to do to be more devoted to spending time with Him daily? Do you need to be more focused in taking His Word into your life, having it be ingrained in you? Would journaling help? And could you use a tool like the briefing to be better equipped to operate out of a biblical worldview in light of the culture we live in? Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget, we meet again on Fridays for the She Yearns, So She Prays edition. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you again for tuning in today. We will be releasing a new episode every week. I would invite you to become a subscriber. And it really makes a difference when you share something here that you find helpful or encouraging. You make an impact. You may never understand the value or difference your suggestion or encouragement made in the life of a friend or a casual acquaintance just by passing a resource along. So please share what you find here with others. I would personally be grateful. Don't hesitate to like us on Facebook or Twitter or leave a review. For more truth-saturated, gospel-centered, spiritually insightful encouragement, please go to www.sheyearns.com, where you will find reading plans, articles, and other resources to help stir a desire for God into your everyday life.